Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to the Viking Age podcast. My name is Chris Shad. I write for the Viking Age as well as Zone Coverage and Bring Me the News. My co-host who occasionally forgets to put us on live is Adam Patrick. He is the managing editor of the Viking Age. We do this every Monday and Thursday night right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel. If you miss us, we're available in podcast form on Apple and Spotify the very next day. But however you consume us, rate, comment, like, and subscribe so you never miss a new episode. Adam, today is a very special day because I am going to unveil my top 10 Viking Twitter accounts that you should follow for no lies and just absolute honest coverage. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, today is a day that basically holds everybody's lives hostage for a 3-month period. And then we get it and we can move on with the next 6 months of our life. It is the NFL schedule release. Adam, are you relieved now that we know the 2023 NFL schedule?
Relief is not something I'll experience until after this podcast and I go to the store and grab some alcoholic beverages. But this is always good. It's kind of like the final thing of the offseason, like the final big event, I guess, if you want to call this big, because it's just letting us know where everything is. But the schedule is important. I see a lot of people being like, we already know the opponents. Why does it matter? The schedule is important. If you're playing, you know, look at the Giants schedule. I think they have like 7 of their first 9 games are on the road. That's very important.
That sucks.
Because if you get off to like a terrible start, like if they go 2-7, then their season's over. These things matters. The order of the games matter. It matters who you play, when you play them. It's all about, you know, timeliness and matchups and injuries and everything. Like, there's so many factors that go into it, and schedule is one of them. So we can just go over it now if you want to do that.
Let's break it down. Adam's going to flash the schedule on the screen, but I will read it for our podcast audience who are probably catching this a day later. The Minnesota Vikings will open up the 2023 NFL season on September 10th, a Sunday noon kickoff. I did not mean to say Kirk there, but Sunday, it's the noon nightmare.
It is the Kirk kickoff.
Yes, it is the Kirk zone.
NFC Central Classic.
NFC Central Classic. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming to US Bank Stadium to kick off the season with the Vikings. That's the good news. The bad news is 4 days later, the Vikings will have to go on the road to Philadelphia for the first of 5 primetime games. Thursday, September 14th, 7:15 p.m. kickoff at the Philadelphia Eagles. They return home the next week. Another Kirk special noon kickoff, September 24th against the Los Angeles Chargers. Week 4, it's the Adam Thielen revenge game, October 1st, 12 p.m. kickoff at the Carolina Panthers. Week 5, the Vikings get their hands on Patrick Mahomes. It is October 8th. It is a 3:25 kickoff at US Bank Stadium. Week 6, they hit the road again, October 15th, noon kickoff at the Chicago Bears. They come home on week 7, Monday, October 23rd, 7:15 p.m. kickoff against offensive genius Kyle Shanahan and the San Francisco 49ers. Week 8, Sunday, October 29th, noon kickoff. The Vikings go to Lambeau Field to take on the Green Bay Packers. They stay on the road in Week 9, November 5th, 12 p.m. kickoff at the Atlanta Falcons. Week 10, they come back home. They host the New Orleans Saints for a noon kickoff. That game's on November 12th, if I didn't say that. The following week, week 11, they go on the road, another primetime game. They take on Sean Payton, Russell Wilson, and the Denver Broncos, a 7:20 p.m. kickoff. And then they come home. It is the annual Monday Night Football game against the Chicago Bears, except this time it will take place at U.S. Bank Stadium. That is November 27th, 7:15 p.m. kickoff. Week 13, everybody exhales because we got a bye. Week 14, the Vikings hit the road for what might be the most anticipated road game of the year for Vikings fans. Hopefully you got your tickets because they have shot up like a rocket since the schedule dropped. December 10th, 3:05 p.m. kickoff at the Las Vegas Raiders. Week 15, we're not sure about the time or the date. It could be a Saturday kickoff, but they'll travel to take on Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals. And then a weird quirk of the schedule, the Vikings will play the Lions twice in the final 3 weeks. The first matchup coming at U.S. Bank Stadium on Christmas Eve, 12 p.m. kickoff against Dan Campbell and his crew. They will host the Green Bay Packers in their final Sunday Night Football game in Week 17 at 7:20 p.m. kickoff on New Year's Eve. And then Week 18, that final Sunday, they will head to Detroit. Will the NFC North title be on the line? We don't know, but they will take on the Detroit Lions. So, Adam, let's break this thing down. What is your favorite thing about the schedule now that we know where everything is?
I know a lot of people are going to point out that they have 5 primetime games, and that's a lot. And you're going to go, oh, Kirk Cousins in primetime. Oh, no. But 3 of them are home games. Usually we don't see the Vikings get a lot of home primetime games. A lot of other home games or a lot of their primetime games are typically on the road. You think of like the Niners on Monday night a couple years ago. You think of the Eagles last year. You think of them going on Monday night to the Bears or Sunday night to the Packers. Like they typically don't have, they might get one primetime game at home like they had the Patriots last year and I think maybe someone else. But typically their primetime games are on the road. So this, I think that's a big win for the Vikings, especially, you know, the people are going to be like, oh, Kirk Cousins in primetime. What are they going to do? So he gets to be at home in his comfort zone, gets to go through his daily routine or whatever. Probably has to wait a little longer to do some things because, you know, he's a noon guy. And then there isn't really a stretch of the schedule where they're on the road for a long period of time. I think I want to say 2 games is the longest that they're on the road for, which is huge too. And the bye week, it is a little late, but it's also, you know, if you're in contention for the playoffs, it's kind of in a nice sweet spot too. Because if you want to go anywhere in the playoffs, you have that week 13, you know, to get healthy, to kind of gear up for your final push towards the playoffs. And, you know, with 3 division games in your final 3 games, you're going to need to be healthy because I would imagine the Vikings are going to be in contention for the NFC North. And if they want to do that, they're going to have to beat the Lions and possibly the Packers too. So there's a lot of things to like about it. I don't think it's a very tough schedule. There's tough opponents like the Eagles on the road. I would just notch that up as a loss right now because it's 4 days to prepare on the road for the Eagles who just made the Super Bowl. Unless something drastic happens to like Jalen Hurts, that's not looking good for them. Maybe it will be. Maybe Kevin O'Connell will be like, have this. He wants to get revenge on the Eagles like after he got embarrassed last year and like he's working all offseason to get revenge. And then the Chiefs game, you know, that's going to be tough. Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce indoors. And I just looked, that's like one of their only games on CBS. So that's probably going to be Tony Romo and Jim Nance calling that game. Not looking forward to that because it's the afternoon game. I did just look too, the opener against the Bucks is on CBS and like every one of their other games that aren't primetime are on Fox. So even against like the Raiders and stuff and the Chargers are on Fox. So it's going to be mostly a Fox here, even though there was like a lot of this hype about it's going to be free for all for everybody. Everyone's going to be everywhere. And it's like the Vikings have 2 games on CBS. So I don't think so. But yeah, I like it. I would like to see what players they're going to roll out with because we still don't even really know that because there's Dalvin Cook still on the roster, but he's not expected to be. Is Darius Smith still there? You know, is Daniil Hunter going to be there? All these players, like, you know, now we get to kind of figure out who's going to be there. I will say, well, no, I'll save it for later. So I was going to say, what my record prediction was, but we can save that for later.
We will go over the schedule because we are contractually obligated football podcast to go over the schedule game by game.
It's May 11th.
Schedule release day.
Yes. You're supposed to go over the, you're supposed to make predictions in May. So
otherwise Fansided will fire us. that is something. I also wanted to bring in the Madden 93 theme to lay over while I was going over the schedule, but A, Adam doesn't like fun, and B, he would say they would literally sue the shit out of us.
No, so we don't have the technology to do it either. The streaming app that we used, I tried it today and all I saw was a big picture of John Madden, and I don't think people want to see that. Maybe they do.
That was the first football game I ever owned, by the way, was Madden 93 for Sega Genesis.
Sega.
Dating the shit out of myself.
What a game.
But I do remember being at Toys R Us and like just walking around with my parents, and my mom's like, oh, we got to go to the car, and walking towards. And I remember like looking back at my dad, like, well, where's dad going? And I remember him having the checkbook in hand. Really dating myself.
Being a cashier must have sucked so much back then. New paper bags, checkbook.
That, and this is a bit off the rails, but like photos, like I have to take photos for the Brookings Register. And I remember like people developing film and like all that stuff. And like I was just
the dark room
and
everything.
I could not do that. I could not. And like a lot of times I look and be like, all right, I got my shot. Mm-hmm. I'm good.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're shooting because you're fearing for your life.
What were we just talking about?
Probably the schedule.
But there was something that I don't know. Oh, second. Did you have the portable one too? Like the, what was it called? Game Gear?
No, but I do remember they had those at Perkins. Like when we went out for like dinner,
I remember my parents, kids in my class would have that, and I'd be like, oh man, it'd be like this big, and they'd be playing it. That's so cool. You could just play with it in your hands.
You could like literally hit and like running around with it, like playing with it. It's like a little mini Sega Genesis that I can just play whenever I want. The schedule, you know, the favorite thing for me, there's a couple. Obviously, you know, there's a lot of choices if you want to travel and see the Vikings this year. We talked about Vegas a little bit. I think Denver is a good game. You could go to Atlanta. That would be a good game to go to. Basically anywhere but Philly. Even if you wanted to go to Cincinnati and go see Joe Burrow, I mean, that would be pretty fun.
December?
December's a little. But I mean, if you've never been to Lambeau Field, I mean, mid-October's.
That's perfect weather for Lambeau outside. Like, same thing with Chicago. Chicago's fun when it's not bitter cold outside.
But that stadium's also trash.
Remember what was the first game of the year last year? And like the lines were like, because it was so wet.
49ers. That was the Trey Lance monsoon game.
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan's like, this guy's terrible. It's like rain's just coming down. Coach, can I get a jacket or something? But yeah, I mean, the least favorite thing you kind of mentioned is the five primetime games. I do like that you get your toughest opponents at home. Like getting the Chiefs at home is a win for the Vikings, I think. Getting, you know, obviously you get the Packers and all those guys at home. But I mean, really, I mean, the Chargers, the 49ers, they're going to be late games, lubed up crowds. I think US Bank Stadium's home field advantage is really going to come into play here. So that's basically it. I'll ask you about the rest of the NFL schedule in just a little bit. Schedule. Let's go game by game, eh? Let's get that contractual obligation out of the way.
You want me to put it back
up? If you want to. I mean, I kind of got to go like, if you want to, sure.
Just move your mic over.
We don't know how to get it on the full screen. We can't get Madden music. We can't get full screen graphics. What the hell are we even doing here?
I don't know.
But let's start with week one against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Who you got, Adam?
No more Tom Brady. Instead, it's Baker Mayfield. So I'm going to go with a win. If they lose this game, it's going to be not a fun season. I can just say that.
It's going to, I've gone back and forth on this game, actually, because there's still a lot of weapons there. They still have Mike Evans, still have Chris Godwin.
That's who's throwing to them?
Baker the baby maker.
Who's the running back? Do we even know who the running back?
Leonard Fournette's gone.
Okay, exactly.
Leonard Fournette's gone. Really? Like, come on, that dude, that dude's going to show up to training camp at 260 pounds. Yeah. He's going to work himself back into shape and maybe be good. So, like, even if, like, come on, man. Like, what it comes down to me is Tampa Bay's defense is actually kind of good. And the Buccaneers like to throw the ball around. So where do the Vikings defense struggle?
Yeah.
In the secondary.
But they want Caleb Williams.
But so they're I will say this comes down to coaching. And Todd Bowles, great defensive coordinator, bad head coach, because he just goes, all right, well, what do you guys want to do? Tom, you want to take a couple weeks off, Tom? I'll let you.
What, you know what coaching tree comes from, right?
Is that which
same
one?
Same as Mike's, Bill Parsons.
Yeah. So that's weird because he's like on the opposite end of the spectrum. Like Zimmer's like
very quiet, but he's good at defense and he sucks at head coaching. So there's some similarity. Although Mike Zimmer wasn't a terrible head coach. But they should beat the Bucs.
So I have a win. You have a win. So we're both at 1-0. Keep track of your record because I'm not smart enough to do these things. At Philly. I don't know how much we need to talk about this. Like this is a loss, right?
Yeah, like I said, unless something happens to Jalen Hurts or A.J. Green, not A.J. Green. Wow. A.J. Brown.
A.J. Brown.
Let's see, who they just trade for? DeAndre Swift or any of the 9 Georgia players they just drafted to their defense. This is a lot.
We need to hope that Jalen Hurts like chokes on a cheesesteak and like, you know.
If he gets sick, like just get the flu. I don't wish injury on
him. Yeah, yeah. Like we don't want it to go like totally.
Get a stomach bug or something.
Maybe he like slips on a banana and forgets how to play football or something. It's like, who am I? Oh no. We just gave you a lot of money. Week 3 against the Los Angeles Chargers. I got that as a win. Because of charging and it's at home. How about you?
Yeah, I do. I wrote, I already did like a game by game preview because I'm psycho on the Viking Age. Go check that out. But I said this game will probably be close because these two teams are just known for playing close games all the time. So I said it would come down to a field goal and I have the Vikings winning. Also, Chargers, I don't know if this will matter a lot, but they'll be playing at like 10 in the morning their time. Yeah. So that could have an effect on them, but probably not because Justin Herbert's pretty good. But I expect them to implode because they're like the Vikings of the AFC. They just figure out a way to lose in a new creative way every year.
Kickers missing field goals. It could be like the game where, you know, Kevin O'Connell goes up to Brandon Staley at the end and goes, hey, Brian Flores, he's got our defense humming right now. I think he's going to get a head coaching job. Should I keep you in my Rolodex? I just aged myself again. But like, should I keep you in my cell phone? A little speed dial.
Did they make the playoffs last year?
They made the playoffs. they made an impact too. Just not the one they would choose to remember.
Yeah.
Week 4, the Adam Thielen revenge game. Maybe the Panthers will like mic up a member of his family to give commentary. I don't know. Maybe it'll be like one of those things where
one of his sons
around. He's like, "Ooh yeah, baby, yeah! Now we're cooking, baby, yeah!" Like mic'd up type thing. I don't care if Adam Thielen's there. I just don't think the Panthers are good.
Is Bryce Young starting by then?
Yes.
He should be, right?
One would think.
I would think he should open the season. Like, you don't trade up and then draft someone number one and then be like, why don't you sit?
Will Adam Thielen be upset if Andy Dalton is not the starter?
No, because that's why he went to Carolina. Because Andy Dalton was
QB1, Andy Dalton.
Wasn't that the same thing with the Bears, though? Didn't Andy Dalton go to the Bears and they put out a QB1 graphic?
That's the joke.
And then Justin Fields was like, no. So we got, 3-1?
I got 3-1. You got 3-1 too.
Oh, and everyone's going to get so excited. We're 3-1. We are rolling.
And here comes Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
Marquee game of the week. Tony Romo, Jim Nance. What could go wrong?
Jim! This is a loss, but this is a good time for this game to happen because you know why? It's Kirktober.
Yeah.
So maybe Patrick Mahomes and Travis, Patrick Mahomes walking in like, I'm the best quarterback in the league. Travis Kelce like, yo, I'm going to shotgun this beer before the game and be like, oh, it's just Kirk Cousins. And like his eyes glow like the Undertaker or something. And be like, oh, dude, what's going on? Like Kirk just throws for 500 yards against Patrick Mahomes and be like, frick, I don't know what happened. you guys okay? But I'm not counting on that.
He's had some good games early in the year. You think about like the Packers, his first season back in the day. You think about that Rams game on Thursday Night Football a couple years ago. He's had some good games. It's not like the Chiefs defense is amazing. But this game could get out of hand really fast, especially if the Vikings defense and their secondary, especially, is not yet up to sniff. So the Vikings they got to be careful. But I would still say a loss.
Yeah. I mean, passing offenses are kind of you look at the first month of the season, like I'm not judging Baker Mayfield, but like the Tampa Bay receivers, that's a challenge.
Yeah.
Then you have Philadelphia's passing game. That's a challenge.
Chargers have like the Chargers, eight receivers now.
Yeah, they're loaded. Carolina, they got Adam Thielen, wide receiver one. I mean, and a revenge game. Like maybe he's like, you never should have let me go.
Oh, he's going to have a chip on his shoulder.
He's
going to hear about that all week. They're going to be like Chris Thompson's going to fly into Carolina just for that week. The question thing, like,
you know, I'm really excited to play him. I mean, I really wanted to retire a Viking. They just, they were doing some stuff with my contract and, you know, it wasn't about the role. It wasn't about the contract or any of that stuff. And yeah, I'm really excited.
We're going to hear no hard feelings for sure during that week. Leading up to no hard.
That'll be the drinking game. Every time they say no hard feelings. They go to Soldier Field. Yep. You know, it's not as much of a house of horrors as it used to be.
I think they won their last two games there.
Right. I don't think the Bears are going to make this giant leap. I have this as a win.
You know what? I think I have had as a loss in my predictions. It's weird. Chicago's weird. Like, it hasn't mattered what the Bears' record has been in the past. It's just weird things happen in Chicago. Justin Fields almost beat the Vikings by himself last year if Amir Smith-Marset didn't just lose the ball to Cameron Dantzler last year. That might have been a different outcome to that game. But I got it. I got it as a loss. So I got them back down to 3-3.
So I got them at 4-2. I'm Mr. Positive here. Can't believe that one. coming home to face Brock Purdy, Trey Lance. It doesn't matter. They got offensive genius Kyle Shanahan. I think this is a loss. I don't know. Barring injuries, 49er fans will tell you we were injured. We were injured.
They're always injured.
Yeah.
And we get to point the finger at Kyle Shanahan for his players always being injured. It's not always just the players. Like look at this, the staff ever. Last year. Look at the Vikings under Mike Zimmer, and they would practice like they'd have like full practices in the playoffs. Remember, was it like Adam Thielen almost like broke his ankle for the Niners game?
Slashed his Achilles.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing? I would rather break my ankle, I think, but
yeah. I got this as a win. The football season's weird, man. Like, I think just the home being home on primetime matters. And I think this is Monday night, so fans have all day to enjoy themselves. And the Niners, I think the last two times they've come to US Bank, they haven't won. I remember, was it 2018? Was the opener that was like the George Kittle coming out party where he just had a monster day?
Mike Hughes pick six too.
Yeah, and no one knew who George Kittle was. They're like, who is this guy? He's gaining all these yards on the Vikings. Like, who? This random guy? Jimmy Garoppolo. Yeah, he pooped the bed in that game. So I got the Southern win. Because who's starting at quarterback for the Niners? We don't know.
Yeah, that's
Sam Darnold, apparently a franchise quarterback, according to Kyle Shanahan.
Offensive genius Kyle Shanahan will turn him into Tom Brady, and we'll hear about it like through the first 6 or 7 weeks. I don't know. So we both have him at 4-3. This is going to be one of my favorite years. I'm going to put this down right now. The Vikings are going to Green Bay the following week.
Yep.
And I think Justin Jefferson is going to have a massive game. Like, I saw it on
those long spikes.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Bikes. Give it to me now. Give them to me.
I will wear the damn shoes. I will do whatever. I am going to. He's going to evaporate, yeah. Jaire Alexander after what happened in Lambeau Field. And I saw a tweet today from Pro Football Focus that was talking about Jaire Alexander as their number one cover corner in the league. Okay, whatever. The picture they used was him doing the gritty against Justin Jefferson. The game where he had a safety over the top the entire game. Yeah. But
more than one
seatbelt, right? Locked like him down.
Three guys helping him.
Jefferson, so, yes, it's a win.
Jefferson has to go off. And if he does, after the game, he has to make sure he has one of those big hats, just like Jaire Alexander had last year when he was like talking trash and he had this giant hat on.
I'm the best. Have like TJ Hockenson and Josh Oliver on each shoulder. Just like, I'm the greatest receiver of all time. What do you think about that?
All this being said, I have this as a loss. Just because Lambeau. I know Jordan Love is, you know, we don't know much about him, but Packers aren't like, they're not going to be 4-13. They're still going to be pretty decent. I feel like 8-9, 7-10, if not better than that. So it's a loss for me.
I don't know about the pieces around Jordan Love. Like Christian Watson, probably that dude.
We still got the two backs, though.
Yep, they got the two backs. But
which I think are going to be used a lot more with Aaron Rodgers not there.
Matt LaFleur. Sorry, I got him crossed.
I don't know. I think Mike got hired though, because Mike got fired by the Jets.
Yes, I was gonna say he's with it. I think he's crossing swords with Sean McVay again.
He's either there, or I thought he went to the Packers.
No. Huh? I think he's with the Rams as their OC. Because, that's my joke. That if you met Sean McVay in Vegas, you can get an NFL head coaching job.
Right.
So how do you know Sean McVay? Well, let's just say I know the guy.
Or where they do the trade in Cabo or whatever for Stafford? Everyone was there.
Yes.
Which
wasn't tampering. By the way,
no.
Tom Brady randomly shows up at a yacht and everybody loses their mind. Okay. So I got 5-3. You got 4-4 at Atlanta. I think it's a win. I don't think Arthur Smith is a good coach. Like the only way they win is if Bijan Robinson goes Adrian Peterson on the Vikings, which could happen.
Yeah. But do you know who's the coach? Arthur Smith?
Arthur Smith.
You know who his dad is?
No.
He owns Home Depot. He's like the heiress. Arthur Smith is like the heiress of Home Depot.
Interesting.
Yeah. This is something that popped in my head. I have this as like a trap game. I have them winning, but this is like a perfect trap game where Vikings fans, Vikings players are like, oh, we're going to roll in there. It'll be easy win. We'll go to Atlanta, have a little fun. Simple. And then they just get their faces blown off by the Falcons, because we've seen that before, especially with the Falcons. What was that? 2020 when... they had the interim coach.
Oh yeah, and like Kirk,
it was like
short circuited half the game.
It was like 45-10.
First read does not compute.
Yeah. It was the first play.
He tried to impale Deion Jones, and it didn't work out for him.
And the Falcons have like weird pieces, but they don't have a quarterback. So it's like you have Bijan, you have Drake London. They have Kyle Pitts. Like they have all these like weapons, but. Arthur Smith's like, we got to run the ball. It's like, okay.
It's like Mike Rabel.
take two steps back and hand off,
Junior. Yeah, Mike Vrabel loved him. That's why he was the offensive coordinator. Yeah, so I got it as a win. So I'm at 5-4.
And I got 6-3 here. Oh, how about coming home to face the New Orleans Saints?
That's a win.
I have that as a win.
Got to beat the Saints at home. When's the last time they lost to the Saints at home? 2018. You know, it's 2018, Kirk's first year. Yep, you're right.
Yeah, because I remember I was at that game, and I was not very happy.
Was that Sunday night?
That was a Sunday night game. That was a full day of drinking. And
and a full night.
Full night as well. Yeah, so 7-3 on my end, 6-4 on yours. Going to Denver. I think this is a trap game, but I have it as a win because I'm not sure if the Broncos are good.
I think I have it as a win too, but I wrote that I wouldn't be surprised if like the Broncos were a sneaky good team next year, like if they're like 6-3 by this point. I have it as a loss just because it's on the road. Sean Payton. Not that, you know, Mike Zimmer's not there anymore, but Sean Payton obviously has a history with the Vikings. Where Vikings fans hate him. Russell Wilson has been very good against the Vikings in his career. I think he has one loss in his career against the Vikings, which was his last season when they were terrible or whatever. But other than that, he's been able to beat them every game. So I mean, that's a loss. And it's a night game. Was it Sunday night? Yeah.
Yeah, I like your reasoning.
Will it be Sunday night or will it be flexed by then?
Well, the Broncos or Vikings crater so that nobody has to watch this. That was a joke I made this morning, actually. I said, oh, so Packers Vikings week 17. Will the Packers be the Broncos of 2023? Yep. Team that just gets a whole bunch of primetime games. You're like, get them out of my face. Like I can't watch Jordan Love anymore.
They only do that because of the fan base, because they know the fan base is huge. So they're going to get big ratings every time the Packers are on TV.
And that's why they do that. Florida who are giant Packer fans.
Yeah, that's why I do the Saints. That's why the Giants are on primetime a lot. Like it's the fan base. It's not really like whether they're good or not.
So I have 8-3.
And I have 6-5. Don't worry. It gets
Nobody
better.
Nobody ever call me negative again.
It gets better.
It gets better. Okay. So they come home. They play Chicago right before the bye, Monday Night Football.
That's a win.
That's a win. We talked about the Bears, and I think by this point, like even if the Bears get off to a hot start, I think by this point they're like, oh yeah, we suck. They'll just kind of realize.
Yeah, I think that's something I wrote too. Like it really depends on the health of Justin Fields because by this point he could be hurt, he could be hobbled, just because of his playing style. So like that's something that's gonna have a big effect on this game. They do that and then they go into the bye. And what, I'm 7-5 and you're 9-3.
9-3, man. We are cruising. We are feeling it right now. The national media is calling us frauds again, you know, but we're like, no, we got this.
But you're setting everyone up for excitement. And then
I am setting everybody up. I am like Lucy holding the football for Charlie Brown right now.
You are.
So they got the bye, 9-3 into the bye. And then they go to Vegas and 30,000 screaming Viking fans are doing the skull chant in the black hole. I don't know. They might rip off like a armrest and try and stab someone with it. I don't know.
Where do you think Kirk Cousins goes for dinner in Vegas? Does he just go to like Applebee's or like Fridays?
Like a Denny's.
Yeah. Or like Outback. He's probably like, oh, let's get fancy.
Texas Roadhouse. Like, where... During the pandemic, Adam Thielen and Kirk Cousins?
Yes, that's with no masks.
Ugh. Those honey butter rolls.
They're pretty good. I think I'm actually going to get that tomorrow because my wife likes it there for Mother's Day. So
Outback Steakhouse, I'm pretty fond of that place.
But Kirk's let's get the Bloomin' Onion. Let's go. It's going to go.
Hey, I love a good Bloomin' Onion. Yeah. Don't knock that.
No.
I got to win. 10-3.
Yeah, I just don't know what the Raiders are going to be next year. Like, I don't like Josh McDaniels as a head coach. He wasn't good in Denver. I don't know what he's doing in Vegas. He's trading everyone away and getting Jimmy Garoppolo as his quarterback. Jimmy Garoppolo is a good quarterback in terms of winning record because he just seems to win everywhere. But like, you're not putting your team on his back. Like, you need a good defense like the Niners had when he was there. And that's not what the Raiders have. They don't have like one of the top defenses in the league. They have good players, Max Crosby, Devontae Adams, Josh Jacobs, but this is a win for the Vikings.
If this was pro wrestling, this would be the NWO game where Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase would be talking about the third man, right?
Yeah.
And Justin Jefferson's over on the other sideline just like, What's up, guys? They go to Cincinnati. I have them on a 6-game losing streak. I also have that 6-game losing streak ending to Joe Burrow and the winning streak. Sorry. 6-game losing streak. We have a different conversation on our hands. Go to Cincinnati in December. Those fans are going to be jacked. I think the Bengals are going to be good this year. So I have that as a loss.
Yeah, I was as a loss too, because I also feel like it's going to be weird. Like it's going to be Saturday primetime, something. This game's at 3:00 in the afternoon, or like
me having another meltdown in the Dana J. Dykhouse Stadium press box as like they're just pulling off some wild comeback. Are you watching this, man? No, I'm trying to do my.
I can't get over that name. I can't. Yeah, I was lost too. So I had them at what, 8-6? I feel like, 8-6.
8-6.
Here's where I get crazy though. So
I'm getting crazy here too, because they come home Detroit. You know, here's the thing.
Christmas Eve.
We make fun of Dan Campbell a lot, but he has the Vikings number. I think they lose in Detroit. The Lions
in Detroit.
No, this first game is at home.
They've beaten him in Minnesota the last two times.
But what did it take? It took them rallying from 2-14. It took Dan Campbell being an idiot on fourth down to beat them at home last year. And then it took Greg Joseph's like 64-yard field goal or whatever it was. And then Mike Zimmer wanted to fight Kirk Cousins in a back alley after the game.
Yeah.
That was plus, I'm picking the Lions. Although this could be the point, we also know like the Lions were frauds. And here's the other thing too. Everybody was kind of cocking off about like, Jameson Williams got suspended for gambling. The Vikings will play him twice. So,
oh yeah. Yep. And, you talked about the Chargers, schedule video earlier. They put for the Lions, they put, all the 1-800 gambling numbers next to the Lions logo or whatever in their video. And everyone's like, oh my goodness. I have this as a win. It'll be a close game. We know that, but just at home, it's the Vikings, you know. And like you said, we don't know if the Lions are going to be good by then, because they haven't started their season against the Chiefs.
They could self-destruct next year.
They could, because everyone's like they're going to be good. So they get all these primetime games and these tough games at first, and then they're going to be like, well, shoot.
What do they have? I don't mean, like, honestly, you have.
You be careful, because before we started, I just noticed all these Lions fans in our comments on our videos, because they're like, because we did the Vikings should be favored in the North, and why are they not? Bunch of Lions fans in the comments like, they beefed up the secondary and they added this and this and this. It's like
they're like Timberwolves fans. Like honestly, if the Vikings suck, I would rather have the Lions like win the North.
Yeah,
like, that would be cool. Like they have not won it in so long. Like if they went and they made a run, like they could do that. But I mean, you know, those picks, like take Jahmyr Gibbs. Like, is he going to make that? You took a linebacker.
It's like a tight end. Yeah. Why do you?
You still don't have. I mean, there's Jameson Williams. You have Amon-Ra St. Brown, who's awesome. Jared Goff could fall off a cliff at any moment. Yep. That defense, they had problems. They got rid of Jeff Okuda this offseason. Like there are, I could see the Lions not like completely like going 4 wins, but I could see them like winning 7 or 8 games and maybe taking a step back, because everybody remembers what happened at the end of the season. But they're gonna be really interesting.
There's always teams like that. Like there's been a couple of years where like the Chargers finish with like a 5 or 6 game winning streak, but they don't make the playoffs, and everyone's like, "Oh, the Chargers are gonna be good next year," and then they're not. Or like the Panthers do that, or like some team like that. And they're like, they're going to be the team to watch next year. Watch. And it's like, no, they're not. It's the reason why they didn't make the playoffs, because they're not supposed to. Yeah. So I have it as a win.
The following week, New Year's Eve, Vikings Packers at US Bank Stadium.
Are the Vikings going to be playing at midnight?
Be like the Ohio State kicker that missed the game winner at midnight. Yeah. I'm going to say it is a win. Yeah. I think this is the point where everything unravels for the Packers and Matt LaFleur's job is no longer safe. Same with Brian Gutekunst, because I look at the Packers. They have some good players. We talked about that, but yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know.
They weren't good with Aaron Rodgers last year. He played every game, and maybe he was injured or whatever and didn't play the best he could, but the 2 years before he won MVP. So did he really fall off that much from an MVP season to last year? I find that hard to believe that he just fell off a cliff.
Maybe this will be the Tucker Kraft game where he just breaks out and just
Homecoming.
Semi. He's from close. South Dakota. But
I know, but they don't have a football team. So it's basically.
At some point, Tucker is slowly, actually pretty rapidly becoming a Wisconsin native because he's been pumping up Quick Trips. He's been pumping up, you know, other things. He'll have an endorsement deal with Miller Lite soon, I'm sure. His whole fridge is just
filled with cheese.
Yeah. Yeah, next thing that'll be his touchdown celebration. He'll just rip out a cannibal sandwich and just go to town in the end zone.
Cheese curds everywhere.
Culver's. That was the thing I was thinking of. Yeah. Last game of the season though, at Detroit, Dan Campbell and the Lions. Who TBD. You got? TBD.
TBD time. Yeah, because what if they flex it? Maybe this will be for the NFC North title.
Could be.
Oh, I would hate that. I don't want to think about it all day long. I got it as a win. Got it as a win. I know the Vikings have been hearing about the Lions all off season. I'm sure Kevin O'Connell's been hearing it all off season. Like the Lions, they're going to be the team to beat. Kevin O'Connell's sitting there like, we just won 13 games and won the North. Why is everyone like the Lions are the team to beat in the North? Like, who did the Vikings lose? Adam Thielen? Oh no. Eric Kendricks? Oh no. Like, still have Kirk Cousins.
What will he do without Patrick Peterson?
Yeah. Still have Kirk Cousins. Still have TJ Hockenson. Still have Justin Jefferson. Still have Harrison Smith. Still have Danielle Hunter. Like, what? What? Yeah, so I think the Vikings are going to be amped up for that game. It should probably mean something, and they'll win, and they'll finish 11-6.
I need to see the Vikings just kill the Lions 2 weeks before to feel good about this game. I need to see
you
the Lions
feel good about it, no matter what.
I need to see them conquer Dan Campbell.
That would make me feel worse.
In convincing fashion. To not pick the Lions in this game. So I am picking the Lions. Okay. I am picking the Lions to beat the Vikings. Even if the Lions are out of contention, Dan Campbell's going to have that team ready to run through a brick wall because we've seen it before. We saw it with the Packers. That could be the game. Like maybe they're battling for home field advantage and, you know, maybe the Lions are knocked out and Dan Campbell's like, we're not effing going down. Whoa, look at the wave. Look at the wave. You know, that's what they should do on the Christmas Eve game. Like just start doing the wave in the first quarter, trying to throw Dan Campbell off his game.
But this could be also, you know, the Lions are bad and the Vikings just rest people for the playoffs. It could be that situation.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah. So 11-6. That's what I have.
What I have.
Yeah. So we have the same. And you know what? 11-6 is a pretty good season for this team. I think
that's what they probably should have been last year.
Right.
But a few things went their way.
Yeah.
The doink in London went their way. Whatever Dan Campbell did.
Yeah. Bills.
Yeah.
That game. Yeah.
Yeah. They 11-6 is probably what they should have been last year. And it's what they'll probably be this year.
And that could probably win the North. Like
you don't get with 11-6. You don't get a top 10 pick.
Yes.
You get a divisional round playoff.
And you get slaughtered by some team from the NFC East.
The Eagles again.
But we're not thinking about that right now. That's not.
Yeah, we're not making Super Bowl picks. It's May. What are you, crazy?
Right. we'll deal with that when we get
there.
I'm
sure no one has made Super Bowl picks today after seeing the schedule. Not anyone.
I'm sure somebody said they don't see a loss on the schedule.
Oh, I posted 17-0 after the schedule came out for sure.
Then you just talk yourself out of it.
What? No.
Tampa, win. Philly, win. Chargers, win. Carolina, win. Chiefs, win. Bears, win. Niners, Packers, Atlanta. They're all wins. They're all wins by at least 20 points.
Who was the team that started? Was it like the Steelers? They started like 10-0 a couple years ago. And yeah. Everyone's like, this isn't, they're not good.
This team's
they're
not
undefeated,
good.
But they're
happening?
Not good.
And then they like just fell off the face of the earth. Yeah. Let's close with this.
Okay.
What on this schedule kind of had you go, huh? So I move over center camera because it's really bothering me. But what on this schedule kind of piqued your interest?
As the
league wide, not just Vikings.
Oh, I mean the Lions and the Chiefs opening up the season. We haven't talked about the Lions enough on this podcast, but the league could have picked, you know, like they could have picked the Eagles to open up the season. They could have picked the Bengals. They could have picked the Bills to play the Chiefs, but they picked the Lions. I know people will be intrigued, but I'm like, did they pick them because they don't want the Chiefs to start 0-1 in season? and they want to save those Bills and Bengals games for like CBS or Sunday Night Football to get those ratings. Cause I know people are going to be watching on Thursday night, the first game, because everyone just does, because everyone's just so excited about football. But like, it's an interesting choice, for sure, with the Lions, especially because they won't have what Jameson Williams. So it's just, we'll get to see the Lions' new picks in action. So that'll be exciting. See their, you know, new backfield.
Maybe Hendon Hooker will play.
Fred shirt. Right.
Yeah, Dan Campbell said he's not going to play for a very long time. Maybe if he plays his cards right, he can make a start before he turns 30.
He doesn't have enough gray hair to play yet, so he's got to wait a few years.
Here's my biggest, like, kind of, tell me you want a team in London without actually telling me you want a team in London. Because the Jaguars are going to play in London on back-to-back weeks. Yeah. They have a deal with London or somebody in London, like a the team is
one of their owners owns a soccer team over there, I think.
Right. Shad Khan.
Yeah. Not Tony.
Hey, I was getting to that.
Well, they're going to Wembley.
Yes, they're going to, and they're selling a lot of tickets for that show, which is really good for them. I want to see that product do well, because the cage match last night was amazing. Anyway, they're going to play as part of that deal for 1 week. So it's one of their home games, and then they play as an away team the following week. So I don't know. 1 week turns into 2 weeks. Then what happens if we do a month? What happens if we do
next week?
The London Knights. Well,
they want to have, I think the plan is eventually they want to have a whole division over there.
Yeah.
So like they can, it's not so much of a big deal to have a team over there. They can just have four teams over there and it's not crazy to have teams over there.
So, so they would have what? London, Munich.
Yep.
Where else are they playing?
Mexico City.
So they would have like a Mexico and probably what, Toronto?
Oh, no. I think they want to have like
four Europe teams. That's what you're saying.
Either Europe or England teams. I don't know. Like, I don't know what city, like, would they have like, I don't know.
Tottenham and
yeah, Liverpool. London. And, yeah. All those. Yeah. But like, I don't know how big those cities are. So I don't know if they'd be able to, you know, support an entire, you know, an NFL team, or if they'd want to.
Yeah.
Also, you brought up Toronto. Why isn't the NFL in Canada? It's right there. Like, there's a lot of Canadian fans. I know there is.
Well, the only thing that I think would be
CFL
crappy people just about that. The quality of the product would go down the crapper
because of the weather.
Like you add another because you'd be diluting it with four more teams.
I'm not saying put four teams in Canada, but I'm just saying like it's weird that I know the Bills had like the Toronto game or whatever a couple years ago. Like they used to do that, but it just seems like a market that they're not getting into when we know that there's plenty of people in Canada who like the NFL. They watch the CFL.
Let the Winnipeg guys come down here to check out the Vikings.
They've got indoor stadiums. They got the Calgary Stampeders or whatever and a bunch of other places too. But yeah,
it's Saskatchewan Rough Riders too.
It would get pretty brutal up there if you had games up there in like January and December. Like you think about the Ice Bowl, it would be like the Arctic Bowl up there in Canada if there was like a playoff game up there.
Host the Packers, they just laugh.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys think Lambeau's cold, eh?
Oh, look, you can go ice fishing in the end zone. Look at that.
Yeah, freaking hoser. Yeah.
Oh,
you can go out for a rip. On that note, that is all the time we have for today. We do this every Monday and Thursday right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel. We're also in podcast form the very next day on Apple and Spotify. But like, comment, share, and subscribe so you never miss a new episode. I am Chris Shad. He is Adam Patrick. And we'll talk to you on Monday on the Viking Age podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.